You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora e te whānau, no mai haere mai ki te hōtaka parakuahi. Welcome along to the breakfast show here on 95BFM. Bit of bed music because we've got the wonderful Zach Arnold on the line. Kia ora Zach, how are you today?
Kia ora, I'm very well, thank you.
That is good to hear. We are chatting to you about the Student Radio Network Awards, which Naked PR and NZ On Air have sponsored, put together, and it is a celebration of all of the amazing mahi and music that basically is the reason for the existence of stations like 95BFM, Radioactive, RDU, Radio 1 and Radio Control, and it's getting quite soon now. It's just a couple of weeks away.
It's getting very close. Yeah, December 11, 7pm, we're going to live broadcast the awards on all of the stations at the same time, as well as stream the event too on, and people can find that on the station's YouTube channels and on their Facebook pages.
Awesome. Oh, it's going to be such a cool evening. And it is especially exciting at the moment because just yesterday we have seen the nominations for these awards, which I know a lot of people have been really keen to hear about. And it was really great to see how stoked and excited everybody is to see themselves and their friends nominated yesterday. What are the categories we're talking about here? What are the awards all about, Zach, for people who might be new to this whole endeavor?
Yeah, I guess we're all new to this endeavor, aren't we? Being its first year. But throughout the night, there's going to be, I think, around 18 awards given out. A bunch of them are going to be regional awards. Each station will be giving an award to an outstanding contribution from a volunteer DJ or staff member. And those DJs will be choosing, DJs from each station will be choosing their favorite song from their region.
Very cool.
But in the second half of the awards, we have some more national awards, such as Favourite Single, which is brought to you by Independent Music New Zealand, Favourite EP or Mixtape, brought to you by Recorded Music New Zealand, Favourite Album, brought to you by APRA AMCOS New Zealand, Favourite Solo Act, brought to you by Southern Comfort, and Favourite Group, brought to you by Roundhead Studios. So those are the ones where we kind of collected some data and went through a process and have come up with a list of nominees.
So tell us a little bit about what that process is, because I think that sometimes when we get to awards ceremonies and things like this, actually the process of how does someone get nominated for one of these awards can be a bit baffling sometimes. What has been the process for nominating artists and tracks and albums for the Student Radio Network Awards?
Yeah, that's a really good point. It can be a bit kind of smoke and daggers, whereas, or smoke and mirrors, I should say.
Smoke and daggers.
Look, I've been playing way too much Magic the Gathering in my spare time during this lockdown, so I'm in a big fantasy hole. In terms of the Student Radio Network Awards, everything goes back to the playlists, because it's the music that all of those stations play that is what makes them, or one of the many things that makes them so unique. So to be nominated for an award, you had to have been playlisted by one of those stations. And for those who don't work in radio or media, every station does it a little differently, but it's fair to say that generally there's a role in each station called the program director, who ends up choosing the music or that kind of core playlist that is played out. And so Naked PR began by getting a list of every single local song that had been playlisted on one of the Student Radio Network stations between November 1st, 2020 and October 31st, 2021, which works out to be just under 2,000 individual tracks.
Whoa, that's so many songs.
Yeah.
All local as well. That's so exciting.
Yeah. From there, we provided that to the program directors from each station and tasked them to provide a top five for each category. From there, we gave their picks a weighting. So the top pick got 50 points, the second pick got 40 points, the third pick got 30 points. And we kind of chucked it in an Excel spreadsheet. And the songs with the highest amount of points ended up being the shortlist.
Awesome. I reckon that brings us quite neatly into talking about the shortlists now, because it's so exciting to see, I guess, just names of people you see at gigs on the weekend or that you listen to on the radio in these categories. Let's start with favourite single brought to us by Independent Music New Zealand. Who is our top 10 in this category, in no particular order?
Well, let's go alphabetically.
Let's go out. That's a particular order. Let's do that. Yeah.
I might lose my place otherwise. So there's Ebb with Alloy, Fable with Karakia, Kiru Kalo with Mating Call, Milk with Crit Plus, Night Lunch with House Full of Shit, Qualms with Frank Grimes, Shannon Georgia Peterson with Home Again 4, Skyming and Totems with On My Job, The Nudge and Troy Kingi with He Orite, and Vansan Nimbom with A Spirit Level.
Nice. That awesome. Is such a cool list. And they're all songs we all know because they've been played across the station. There are a few, you know, people who've popped up in different places as well for in that favourite single category or in favourite EP and mixtape, which is our next one, brought to you by Recorded Music New Zealand. Who's in this list here, Zach?
So this list features Bramboy Magic with Trans-Pacific Time, Ebb and Texture with their EP CXT004, Fruit Juice Parade with The More You Question, The Further You Get From The Answer, Kōtero with High Def Multinational, Len Blake with Honeyblood, Night Lunch with Table for Two, No Comply with Welcome to Bad, Phoebe Rings with their self-titled EP, Vanstam Nimbom with Hardcore, and Woon with Holding a Flame.
One of the other things I felt like when all these were announced yesterday was realising just how long the year has been and how much music yeah. has come out. I was like, wow, that came out this like, you know, calendar year. That's
another lifetime ago.
What is time at this point? It is honestly hard to keep track of.
And when you play as much Magic the Gathering as I do, you know, you lose all perspective. But no, you're right. And it was a really... I mean, I enjoyed it from a, I guess, an organisational perspective, being able to, yeah, look back on those later months of 2020 and early 2021, which, you know, my memory's like a sieve.
Yep.
So to have it in a list and have it in front of me and remember some of these amazing releases was fantastic.
Totally. All right, our favourite album brought to us by APRA AMCOS NZ. Who are the nominees for this one?
So the nominees are Adelaide Cara with How Does This Sound, Bad Taste with their self-titled debut, Bathysphere with Heaven Is Other People, Greco Romank with Red Tower, Guardian Singles with their self-titled debut, Kane Strang with Happy to Perform, Maratike with Bad Meditation, Milk with Three, Nabo with Ruptured, and World Series with What's Growing.
And our favourite solo act brought to us by Southern Comfort.
Amamelia, Chai, Dawn Diver, Liao, Milk, Polly Hill, Red Fountain, Ryan Fisherman, Thomas Isbister, and Vanessa Worm.
These lists are so cool. I mean, every time I'm like, oh yes, I love that person. Oh, and I love that person too. It's exciting to see so many people being recognised at the moment.
Yeah.
Our last one that we've got here is the favourite group, which is brought to us by Roundhead Studios. Who is in this lineup?
So in this lineup, we've got Avondale Bowling Club, Beacon Bloom, Carbon Carb, Dale Kerrigan, Darts, Dick Move, Guardian Singles, Amugi, Vanstan Nimbom, and Virtual Shadow Ensemble.
Phew, what a bunch of good ones.
Yeah, it really is. You know, these folks deserve to be celebrated.
Totally.
The music that they have made or contributed to is really top class, and we all know it. Because we listen to it and engage with it all the time. And I really hope that by having these awards, it gets others excited as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think everybody is truly cranking for it now. It's going to be on the 11th of December, 7 p.m, simulcast across all the Student Radio Network stations. So wherever you are in the Motu, you can tune into your local frequency and hear it, or you can watch it on the internet if you want to get the full audio visual experience, which will be, I think, a lot of fun, Azak.
It's going to be heaps of fun. We've got some guest, how would you put them? We've got some guests to come on and share some special videos that they've made specifically for the event. And I guess the live stream, we're kind of pitching it as a mix between radio with pictures meets election night coverage. So we're going to be able to get reactions in real time and have a lot of fun.
It is going to be great. Hey, thank you so much, Zach. If people want to go and see more about all of these artists, it's all up all over our social media across the SRN. But there is one award that people can get involved with, and what is that award?
So that's the People's Choice Award, which is brought to everybody with help from Parrot Dog. So we took that list that I mentioned before.
The 2,000 songs?
Yeah, and just kind of, we got rid of all the songs and just made it a list of all the acts that have been playlisted on the Student Radio Network. And so we're asking folks to vote for their favourite. And so if you head to any of the stations, web pages or social feeds, you'll be able to find the link. There's been, I can see everything on the back end, and there's been, thousands of entries.
So amazing.
It's really cool to see folks getting behind acts that they love.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait for the 11th of December. Thank you so much, Zach. Have a lovely rest of your day. We're going to play a track from overseas to keep it completely even here. This is a bit of Molly Nilsson now with Absolute Power. Have a good morning.
You too.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.